Welcome to San Diego Stadium in San Diego, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Diego Padres. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pat Scanlon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biotner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the San Diego Padres. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting second. The shortstop, Enzo Hernandez. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Friesleben. Pitching for the San Diego Padres, Dave Friesleben. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel takes first base on ball four. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz bunts towards the mound. Friesleben fields it and throws to first for the out. Manguel moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manguel scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Enzo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Lentz covering, for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Padres nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into center field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fuentes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Padres nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Manguel hits a line drive into center field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-0 in the game. Lintz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Friesleben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friesleben hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a line drive into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Padres nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 0-for-1 in the game. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to third. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Jorgensen scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Enzo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley strikes out. There goes Carter. The throw from Kendall to Hernandez, and Carter is out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manuel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentz strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Dave Friesleben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friesleben is 0-for-1 in the game. Friesleben hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enzo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scanlon strikes out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing left field. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tolan moves to second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Tolan moves to third. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball towards center field. Manghul makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Manghul. Tolan tags and scores. Ivey tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dick Sharon now playing right field. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers bunts between the mound and first base. Fries Laban scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manghul takes first base on ball 4. Dave Tomlin now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Larry Lintz. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kubiak fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to third. Manghul moves to second. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 1. The Padres will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Gene Locklear pinch hits for Ted Kubiak. Gene Locklear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locklear strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Dave Tomlin. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 2, Padres, 2. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enzo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Expos will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing third base. Bill Greif now pitching. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivey juggles the ball. That's an error on Ivey. Larry Parrish pinch runs for Pat Scanlon. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Biotner bunts towards the mound. Grief fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Larry Parrish now playing third base. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-3 in the game. Ivey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rich Coggins pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins strikes out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres juggles the ball. That's an error on Torres. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Pete Mackanin now playing second base. Don DeMola now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Randy Hundley pinch hits for Bill Greif. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Scott pinch runs for Randy Hundley. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Grubb bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Enzo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tolan is walked intentionally. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Expos will come to bat. Danny Frazella now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Grubb. Foley reaches second base with a double. Don DeMola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMola bunts towards first. Ivy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeMola for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 4 in the game. Ivey strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Danny Frisella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisella hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enzo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 5 in the game. Ivey takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Padres 2. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Don DeMola. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Manghul strikes out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sharon. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Mackinnon goes all the way around to score. Jorgensen moves to third. It's 3-2, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Dan Worthen now pitching. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Mackinnon covering, for the out. Kendall moves to second. One out. Jerry Moses pinch hits for Danny Frazella. Steve Renko now pitching. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enzo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and San Diego Padres, 2. Goodbye from San Diego Stadium in San Diego.